Assalamu alaikum.
I'm back because I wanted to just finish off what I was saying, and too many things are coming to me, subhanAllah, bismillah. For those of you who may hear this or may see that a sister leaves a marriage and she, whether it was domestic violence or whether it was a divorce or whatever the case may be, she leaves a marriage and she's struggling, yeah? She may be struggling with the kids, she may be struggling financially, and people say, oh, she should have stayed. You see now, look, now she's a burden on the community. Now somebody else has to be worried about her. Nobody, you know, now like she's dishonored herself, right? I really want to speak to that for a minute because, as I said in my previous life, every choice has a consequence, okay? Every choice has a consequence. So let's look at the situation of an abusive marriage. If you leave that marriage, yes, you will pay a price. There's a cost. You will no longer have the kind of protection that you had in your home, whatever protection that was, right? You will probably have to leave that home. You may have to leave a lot of your belongings behind. It will be stressful for you. It will be tough for your children. They may not understand. You may or may not get the support of family members, so it will be challenging. So that is a fact. Now, let's look at the scenario where she decides to stay in the abusive marriage. For a lot of people, and this is something that I've noticed lately, is that our brain is always involved in distortion, okay? We are always distorting facts to justify what we already believe, or to shore up what we already believe. So we believe marriage is good and divorce is bad. So now what happens in the case of an abusive marriage is that the bad part of the marriage is downplayed, while the good part of being married is kind of highlighted, right? At least your children have their father at home. At least you are still married and you're not divorced and a complete pariah. At least you don't rely on anyone from outside, you know, at least this, at least that, okay? Very much kind of hyping up those aspects that are still true about the marriage and downplaying the other things. And what are some of those other things? Well, for one, the physical harm that may come to the wife, and very often to her children. Not only the physical harm, but the emotional harm. Not only the emotional harm, but the psychological harm. And the psychological harm to the wife, to the woman who's being abused, and the generational trauma that is being inflicted on those children. I'm gonna say that again. The generational trauma of what is being inflicted on those children. Not to mention the fact that the abuser is enabled to continue the abuse, thus earning Allah's wrath and deserving Allah's punishment. I'm going to let you sit with that for a minute. I'm going to let you sit with that for a minute. Because all of those people out there who are encouraging abused wives to stay with their husbands and who are not calling out the abuse, are not putting their hand up to stop the abuse, are not protecting the vulnerable who are being abused. Every single one of you is an enabler of an oppressor. You are enabling oppression, and Allah declares war on the oppressor. That person, even if they get away with it in this life, do you really think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to question them? Do you really think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish them severely for that? And you enabled that. And that's because, again, I'm going to come back around to this. That's because you were more willing to pay the price of silence and complicity in order to keep the peace than pay the price of actually stepping up to protect the people you're supposed to protect. And that's the people who are vulnerable in the situation. So again, you see the distortion that happens? Marriage is good, divorce is bad. Marriage is good regardless of how painful and damaging it is, and divorce is bad no matter how liberating and empowering it is. Yes? Give me a yes in the chat if y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying every marriage is bad. I'm not saying every divorce is good. But it's interesting how we are prepared to accept way too much garbage in the name of marriage and are prepared to downgrade and completely deny the gift that divorce can bring in the right circumstances. This is a distortion that we need to stop, because women and children are suffering as a result of this. If you say that, you know, as I said before, everything comes at a cost, everything. And so you just need to ask yourself, okay, what am I prepared to pay for, and what is it that I actually want? And exactly, sis says, you know, and all of this happening in the name of Islam as well, which is even worse. That's actually even worse. Because when you use the deen to justify dhulam, when you use the deen to justify abuse and violence and neglect, humiliation, oppression, this is another level. This is a totally different level of oppression, a totally different level of blackmail, of religious and emotional blackmail. Okay, and not only that, I'm going to go back to this point I made earlier. It sets the bar so low for us and our men and our children. It sets the bar low for our community. No. Sis says, they say a single parent household is broken, but really the only thing that's broken is a home without contentment and love. 100% sis, yes. Thank you. That is exactly it. If a woman is broken, the home is broken. That's it. If the woman is broken, the home is broken. And I don't actually care whether everybody in the family is happy with it, because there are people who thrive off your brokenness. That's true. There are children who thrive off your brokenness, kind of, and there are husbands and in-laws and families that thrive off your brokenness. They love the fact that you don't have boundaries. They love the fact that you can't speak up for yourself. They love the fact that you have completely annihilated yourself for their benefit. They love it. They love it because it makes their life easy, and that's what they want. But my point is this, I don't want to get sidetracked. My point is that it sets the bar so low for our community when we say that basically you stay there and you take whatever he dishes out because that's your husband. Because then what does that give license to our men to do? What does this teach our sons? What does this teach our daughters? What are we giving them permission to do? We're giving them permission to do all the things that the Prophet ﷺ warned us about. Boom. I'm going to say it again. We are giving them permission to do all the things that the Prophet ﷺ warned us against and that Allah spoke about in the Quran. We give them permission to neglect their responsibilities, to be violent, to get angry, and to take their anger out on those who are less, you know, those who are beneath them. We give them permission to use, you know, bad language. We give them permission to, you know, to oppress. Just the bottom line, we give them permission to oppress, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden oppression. What is that? What is that? So it's no wonder that they continue the cycle, because that's what we gave them permission to do. So mothers, fathers, families, we need to step up and set just a higher standard for our families. The standard of Islam, the best of manners, akhlaq, good behavior, humility, caring for each other, caring about each other, being generous, giving, upholding the truth, upholding justice. When it comes to these types of, when it comes to behind closed doors, our community is very good at keeping shtum. It's like we don't have to talk about justice or, you know, the truth or anything like that. If it's behind your closed doors, that's where we want it to stay. Just don't make a fuss and don't make us know about your business. We don't want to know about your business. And that's why I feel like the way that the conversation ends up being about single mothers and about divorced women is a big problem for me. And I'll tell you why the focus is on women. And I could be wrong, Allahu A'lam, but this is what I see. The reason that we focus on women when we are talking about single mothers and divorcees is because we believe that if she had done things the way he wanted, he would not have divorced her. Boom. It's her fault. If she had done what he asked, he would not have divorced her. Therefore, it is her fault that she's in the situation that she's in. That is why it is easy for us to look at single mothers and divorcees as creators of their own problem. Okay? That's their fault. It's their fault. If they had listened, if they had been submissive, if they had given him what he wanted, if they had dressed up, if they had done this and done that, we wouldn't have this problem. We wouldn't have to have Sharia counsel. We wouldn't have to have these kids who don't have a father. We wouldn't have to be looking at, you know, money for these kids and da 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 da, all of it would not be the community's problem anymore. It's interesting because there is never a conversation as to what the man did to create the situation. Not only is there not a conversation about how the man or the couple contributed to the breakdown of the marriage, but also if there was an irrevocable breakdown, where are the fathers for these children? Why are they absent? Why are they not giving the money that they're supposed to give? Why have they abandoned their children? Why are they not being called out? Why are they not being told, "Akh, fear Allah, these are your children"? Why is the conversation all about single mothers who can't control their kids? Those kids have fathers. They have fathers. We're not talking about kids born out of wedlock here. We're talking about children born in the sanctity of marriage. So why now are they fatherless? Because the father, yes, sis, is busy looking for a next wife. Exactly. But no one's going to call them out on that because man's got needs. You get me? Like I said, guys, I am definitely like... I am generalizing. And mashallah, if there are families and communities that really work hard to bring about islah between the people, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you and may Allah continue to do that, because it's what's needed. It's what's needed. Yeah? So I'm not saying this, I'm not using, you know, tarring everyone with the same brush. Please don't say that I am, but this is what I'm seeing. And we need to start talking about these things, and we need to start taking action against these things, because they are damaging us and they are damaging our children. And so that is all I have to say on this. So please, may Allah forgive me if I said anything wrong. Any good is from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any mistakes is from myself and the shaitan. May Allah bless us all, accept our fasts, accept our deeds, and place us in the very highest ranks, bi-idhnillah. I hope to see you next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.